Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this fourth day of August. I'm really grateful for you. I hope you hear that from me, that I don't take your listening for granted. I'm so grateful for the fact that you take time to be prayed for every day and to hear scripture. It's beautiful. This podcast is one of the ways it's funded is through my Etsy shop. So you can go to Etsy.com and search for Mary DeMuth Art, MaryDeMuthArt. And so I would just love for you to stop by. There's a bunch of different things. I'll have my postcards up there soon, but I'm going to have a package of 15 postcards that are encouraging that you can send to people during discouraging times. I also have 31 scripture cards. If you want to have a way to memorize scripture with art, you can do that. So just go ahead and look and see what you find. We are reading in Acts chapter 15, verses 30 through 41 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. It says this: "So when they were sent away, they went down to Antioch. And having gathered the congregation together, they delivered the letter. When they had read it, they rejoiced because of its encouragement. Judas and Silas, also being prophets themselves, encouraged and strengthened the brethren with a lengthy message. After they had spent time there, they were sent away from the brethren in peace to those who had sent them out. But it seemed good to Silas to remain there. But Paul and Barnabas stayed in Antioch, teaching and preaching with many others, also the word of the Lord. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, 'Let us return and visit the brethren in every city in which we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are.' Barnabas wanted to take John, called Mark, along with them also, but Paul kept insisting that they should not take him along, who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. And there occurred such a sharp disagreement that they separated from one another, and Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left, being committed by the brethren to the grace of the Lord. And he was traveling through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much for this story. Thank you. Just kind of giving us a glimpse of what church should be. Church should be this place where we mutually encourage one another, where we teach each other, where we pray for each other, where we hear from you on others' behalf, where we strengthen each other. And so, Lord, next time we are able to gather together with other believers, help us to remember all of those messages, particularly the one about being an encouragement to others. This is such a dark world. And you have told us that in this world we will have tribulation, but take heart, you have overcome the world. And so, Lord, when we take heart, it's important that we encourage those who have lost heart. So show us those folks today. And Lord Jesus, I am so grateful for the second part of the story where John Mark is not taken by Paul on the missionary journey, and there's such a sharp disagreement that John Mark goes with Barnabas and Paul splits off. Because I know the end of the story, and I know that there is reconciliation in the end. And it shows that there is, even among the Apostle Paul and his friends who are such giants of the church, there were disagreements. And Lord, that's just comforting to me. Sometimes I think that first early church it did everything perfectly. I know there's Ananias and Sapphira, of course, but I think, you know, like, well, now everything's messed up, but then it was all pure. No, this is just how church has always been, because it always has people in it and people disagree. So Lord, I pray for us today, especially if we have disagreements with folks, that we would do so with charity and kindness and compassion. And instead of fueling that controversy and causing it to stop the work, neither of them allowed that to do that, allowed the consequences or the disagreement to disturb the work. They actually, the result of it was that they brought the gospel to more places. And so, Lord, help us to have that kind of same conciliatory way, that we would not let someone else's conflict with us prevent us from doing the ministry that you've called us to. Lord, I know. And I'll be vulnerable here, Lord. I know that when I've had some pretty deep conflict with other believers, it has sidelined me for a period of time. And I have allowed it to stop the ministry that you called me to do and to take away the joy, even the joy of the Pray Every Day podcast. one of the injuries had to do with this particular podcast. And Lord, I'm so grateful you sustained me and caused me to keep going despite that. And I'm so grateful that you have increased this ministry for your glory, not for mine. So Lord, help us to continue to stand strong no matter what disagreements come and no matter how many conflicts we experience, but that we would be steadfast to complete the work that you've called us to do. I pray all this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, amazing name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I just want to give you a round of applause for being the kind of person that listens to folks, I guess that's me, but listens to a prayer every day and the Word of God, because both of those things are going to strengthen your walk with Him, and they're going to infuse you with hope and help you have a better perspective on today. And so that's certainly my prayer for you today. Have a great perspective and be loved, because you are very, very loved.